This is Nina Lockwood. Welcome to the second exercise for Module 6, called Expanded Perception. Now, once you know whether your dominant perceptual style is visual, kinesthetic, that is, movement, auditory, or tactile, that's touch, you can conduct endless experiments in noticing and expanding each one. Now, most of us are a combination of styles, but by now you're aware of what avenue of perception is the one that you most rely on. So as you clarify and then expand your range of perceiving, you're going to be able to choose or actually include more and more perceptual styles so that you get more information. Information that is going to help you make decisions or confirm that you're going in the right direction. So let me just give some examples of different perceptual styles. If you're a visual learner, you take in information through imagery, the neural pathways between the eyes, and the part of the brain that interprets visual images is stronger. So you're visually sensitive to your environment. You tend to describe things in terms of visual elements like color or shape or size. And eye contact with another person is important to you. If you're, for example, an auditory learner, the way you receive information is through hearing, through speaking, or processing ideas out loud. You either need or you are aware of auditory stimulation like singing or talking or humming or music. And when you meet someone new, you notice the sound of their voice, the way they talk, what they say. You're sensitive to noise in your environment and you remember what people say. So you have a very good memory for music and dialogue. If you happen to be kinesthetic, you're tuned into movement in your environment, and your attention can be distracted by different movements, but you need to move in order to learn or to integrate with your surroundings. And if you're this type, when you meet someone new, you remember most how they acted or what they did. And when you talk, your language actually reflects action words, doing, winning, achieving. And then fourthly, if you're a tactile learner, you rely on your sense of touch, the use of your hands and fingers, and you're also very sensitive to feelings, physical feelings, emotional feelings. You're sensitive to the feelings of other people. You're aware of nonverbal communication, and it can be hard for you to tune out other people's negativity. And the language that you would use would be in terms of comfort or physical sensation, as well as different feelings. So, in this exercise, which is loosely adapted from the book I mentioned earlier, The Power of Flow, we're going to spend time noticing how we perceive through our senses. I'm going to describe the exercise first from beginning to end, and then you'll be able to do it on your own. So when you first do this exercise, do it at home. It's not necessary for you to be alone or by yourself, but at any rate, have a timer on hand and your journal, your trusty journal nearby. You can sit in a comfortable chair or you can lie down, but if you do lie down, just make sure you're not going to fall asleep. So, whether you're sitting or lying down, set your timer for 3 minutes and begin with the perceptual style that you're most comfortable using and that you know is the most familiar to you. For those 3 minutes, put all your attention on perceiving the details around you in your environment exclusively through that one mode. So, for instance, if you're using the auditory style. Put all your attention on listening to as many different sounds as you possibly can. If you're using your visual mode of perception, let your eyes take in as much detail as possible. And if you're kinesthetic, pay attention to the sensations that you're experiencing, both inside your body and on the surface of your body. After you've completed that, try experimenting with another perceptual mode. And in that next 3 minutes, again, take in as much detail as possible. So if you're taking in information through your kinesthetic sense, become aware of any movement around you. Maybe it's another person or an animal. It could be the movement of air or something rubbing against something else. If you're using the tactile mode, where you rely on your sense of touch and your awareness of physical and emotional feelings, put all your attentions on what you perceive through feeling. And by the time you'll have finished, you'll have gone through all four modes of perception. And take some time to reflect on your experience and what you've learned about how you're taking in information, and whether that information gets changed in any way as it gets filtered through your brain. It's always a good idea to take some notes in your journal, especially about the things that you learn that you might not have noticed about yourself before. And a couple details about doing this exercise. You don't have to sit and do all four perceptual modes, one right after the other. You can do one, take a break, make some notes, then reset your timer, do the second one, make some notes. Or you can do a couple, take a break, and then finish at another time. But the point is to notice how you take in information, what seems stronger or weaker to you. And then once you've done this exercise at home, try doing it in a familiar place which is not your home, like your office or in a store or a public place where you can sit for several minutes without having to move. And then once you have done that, try it again and go somewhere that you've never been before. Notice how each exercise is different. Notice how each perceptual mode may shift with the kind of environment that you're in. Now, the more you practice and shift between these different styles of perceiving, you're going to be able to consciously choose one or more of these modes when you want to take in more, or you want to increase the quality of the information that you're taking in. And the more skilled you are in recognizing details of information, the more your awareness will be able to reveal flow in your life, and the more you'll be able to feel like you're being carried and supported.